So basically, I'm an installation site-specific artist based in Baltimore. I work with painting and fibers. Painting was my undergraduate degree, and then I sort of moved into fiber-based objects, which I still refer to as paintings because they're wall-bound, but they don't utilize paint so much anymore. And the work is all about domestic space and how we occupy space, and really this difference between the gallery and the home space and how work functions in one versus the other. The installations also reference design research, which was this era of interior design art history in the 50s and 60s when modernism and minimalism started to go hand in hand in the middle class home. So thinking about what it meant to interact with art objects in the home versus in the gallery, and when those objects are minimal versus the stuff you have in a home, and just thinking about design and aesthetic-wise, what those spaces look like. A lot of the furniture pieces, or the fiber pieces, reference furniture from my memory, but they're simplified into more abstract forms. So I'll leave it at that. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to ask me them.
Something you said in the session with the artist, like growing up, the house that you grew up living in, wasn't there something that you weren't allowed to like disturb or something?
Yeah. So my dad collects antiques, so a lot of the objects in my home growing up were like candlesticks and different sort of paintings and things like that. So there weren't objects that you could interact with, which isn't directly translated into the work, but it makes me reflect and think about how we interact with things in our home versus how we interact with art, and if we, you know, what does it mean for the artist if you're making something that is going to be in a home? Potentially, how will someone live with that thing?
Looked at your work, you know, I saw these, they felt quirky, but like super stripped down, you know, like very decisive, these objects, yet they were kind of filled with this strange tension. It made me think about Robert Gober a little bit, but yet with color and interior design, you know, if Robert Gober went down that route.
Right.
And it was something about that kind of tension between sort of this sweet and beautiful and home-like, and then the stripped-down aesthetic.
Yeah, I love that reference.
Structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And Gober is always a really big reference for me, just because of the way that he sort of inserts himself into space. And of course, he's inserting the body more frequently than I am. But I did study in grad school with one of his workers or assistants, artist assistants, Siobhan Liddell. And so I think my conversations with her about him probably are coming up in a way that I'm not really realizing, but you are the second person this week to say something to me about Gober.
Sure.
So yeah, maybe I need to revisit that connection a little bit.
Very different. I like the way that it went off. I mean, you veered off, and there is this feminist kind of energy that I feel is really exciting,
cool,
underlying your work. Yeah.
Thank you.
Of materials that are sort of subliminal, kind of bubbling down there, and you just like somehow you know what it is, but you don't know what it is, and then it's coming back and saying sure, and then it's like no,
yeah.
Cool. And it's really great tonight that we had all these people who are interested in popper.
Yeah.
Fiber's super hot. I know, because I taught painting at MICA, and it was like, where are all the painters going into the fiber department? Every single great painter went to the fiber department. It's like, well, they had a great department.
Yeah,
they did have a great department. Still do. Cool.
And I was talking with Megan a little bit earlier, and thinking about like you, me, and Megan all together as one, even though her work is down the street, it really makes sense. And we were talking a little bit about Megan's from Wisconsin. I went to school in central Pennsylvania. You're in Ohio.
Yeah.
And like this idea of like the non-central or the non-city-based
mm-hmm.
perspective on art is, I think sometimes really, the conversation is just a little bit more honest or something.
Yeah, something like
they really like
a little testy with East Coasters, but I find that like people from the Midwest are not quite right on the coast or in a city.
Yeah.
They're a little bit more accepting of craft. They're a little bit more willing to label it as fine art. It seems like they grew up with it
yeah,
more and didn't
right.
have the same understanding of fine art. So then it feels more natural
mm-hmm.
to
use fibers. Yeah.
Design.
Because it's a beautiful material. There's no reason to shy away from it. So yeah.
Like you said, it's still painting.
Yeah.
So it's
still painting.
And there is that communal aspect too.
Yes.
Women who sat
yeah.
together, you know, it was one of the only ways for like women on the prairie to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
It's like, let's do another quilt. We gotta get out of this cabin. Yeah. Cool.
Awesome.
Very nice. Well,
thanks for coming downstairs.
Thanks.